From the continuing series, A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, we consider hymn number 85 from the Lutheran hymnal, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Can you guess what the following products have in common? Victor Radio from the early 1920s, Hot Point Appliances, Electric Range from 1928, Dumont Electronics Television with AM/FM shortwave radios from 1948, RCA Victor Televisions from 1963, Kodak Camera from 1977, and Godiva Chocolates from 2016. Here's a hint. The common elements showed up in their Christmas advertisements in the years in parentheses. For another clue, here's the actual ad copy used by the first two companies I listed. Quote, when you go to your Victor dealers to hear the three models of Victor radio, you will find them beautiful, compact, and soundly built, as become Victor instruments. You will recognize them as the gift that keeps on giving, end quote. And again, quote, give mother what she really wants this season, this all-white Hot Point Electric Range, a gift that keeps on giving, end quote. The gift that keeps on giving. That may well be one of the most effective advertising slogans ever used to motivate buyers. And it has been used by many companies over the years. But it's not true, is it? At least not in connection with material gifts. Ultimately, they all stop giving. However, there is one Christmas gift that does indeed keep on giving, because it is the only gift of infinite value and eternal consequence. That Christmas gift was given 2 millennia ago in Bethlehem of Judea, and it's a gift for all people. It is a gift of God Himself, both the giver and the actual gift. And its consequence is forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. That alone is the gift that keeps on giving. Martin Luther's Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, celebrates this gift and its consequences. In verse 3 we hear, He will on you the gifts bestow prepared by God for all below, that in His kingdom bright and fair you may with us, that is, the angels announcing Christ's birth to the shepherds, you may with us His glory share. Verse 6 invites us to be partakers of the gift. Now let us all with gladsome cheer go with the shepherds and draw near to see the precious gift of God who hath His own dear Son bestowed. The gift of God's own Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior is uniquely the gift that keeps on giving. Quite unlike the gifts you may find under your Christmas tree this month, the gift that keeps on giving did not come adorned with fancy paper and elegant bows. Although true God and King of Kings, the gift came as a baby, born in the humblest of circumstances, surrounded with hay and straw instead of velvet and silk. Perhaps this suggests to us that the worldly matters of wealth, honor, and power are ultimately of no lasting importance. And so the hymn continues, Ah, Lord, who hast created all, how weak art thou, how poor and small, that thou dost choose thine infant bed where humble cattle lately fed. For velvet's soft and silken stuff, thou hast but hay and straw so rough, whereon thou, King, so rich and great, as 'twere thy heaven art throned in state. And thus, dear Lord, it pleaseth thee to make this truth quite plain to me, that all the world's wealth, honor, might are naught and worthless in thy sight. Things of the world all pass away, but God's gift of a Savior keeps on giving. a gift of infinite value and eternal consequence, and one that keeps on giving. How then shall we, recipients of this gift, respond? Perhaps our best response would be that of the shepherds. As it says, "Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen." And the hymn says, "My heart for very joy doth leap, my lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue that sweetest ancient cradle song." This article was written by Craig Owings, retired teacher and now assistant editor of the Lutheran Spokesman. He lives in Cape Coral, Florida.